Well. This isn't like you at all, babe. I've never come home to find you stroking your tiny little cock, and without asking for permission, nonetheless. What's gotten over you? Oh, you think because you caught me fucking my boss yesterday that you get to do whatever you want, is that it? Oh, my sweet, naive little man. That's not the way this marriage works. I thought you would have figured that out by now. You see, I get to have all the cock and cum that I want, and I get to orgasm as much and as many times as I possibly can, but you, well, those rules don't apply to you at all. Because I'm the only woman who took enough pity on you to marry you, even with that itty-bitty cock of yours. You know, no one else could stand to be fucked by that. That's the only reason I agreed to marry you. What do you get out of the bargain? You get me. Come on. You know that no other woman wanted you and your little chiclet dick, right? You said so yourself. You're the luckiest man in the world to have me. And you're right. You are. You can't have me all to yourself. This sexy body, it wasn't meant for a tiny little dick. It was meant to be filled by lots of cocks, overflowing with cum. Oh, baby, you really didn't know? Of course that wasn't the first time I've fucked another man since we've been married. I've fucked lots of men. In fact, so have you in a way. I've come home with a cunt full of cock cream and you've eagerly fucked my wet hole. Of course you thought that I was really turned on by you and your tiny little cock, which is just pathetic, actually. I can never really get wet looking at that itty-bitty thing. But I didn't want to hurt your feelings, so I just let you fuck their cum deeper into me, and oh, that does turn me on. Knowing your cock smothered in some other guy's jizz, and you don't even mind. Well, of course you had no choice. You still don't. You're still gonna fuck me. And eat me out, for that matter. Don't look so horrified. Oh, that taste that you love so much. The taste of my pussy that you say you crave. It's not my pussy, baby. It's sperm you crave. Every single time you've eaten me out, there's been another man's cum in my cunt. Oh, come on. You can't be upset. You've enjoyed our sex life so far, haven't you? Not one complaint. You've said many times that this is the best sex you've ever had. And trust me, baby, this is the best sex you're ever gonna get. Oh, come on. You don't know what I have to put up with. Men constantly asking me what I see in such a little loser like you. I tell them that there's nothing you won't do for me. No one treats me better than you do, babe. And I return the favor by letting you use my body after all the men have had their fill. Sometimes I might even be tired or my pussy might be sore, but I still let you use me. Mainly because I don't even feel your little dick inside me anymore. They've stretched me out so good. Don't tell me you haven't noticed how loose my cunt and ass are. or that my cocksucking skills have improved. Not that it takes much effort to suck your little thimble dick, but still, I do it. On occasion. Well, not often anymore, but you kind of like me denying you that, don't you? I know you do. Look at your cock now. You're hard just thinking about it. Oh, come on, admit it. When you were stroking that itty-bitty weenie before I walked in, admit that you were thinking about me, bouncing up and down on my boss's big fat cock. Oh, and he is big, babe. One of the biggest cocks I've ever had. Why do you think I always work so late and come home so exhausted? Oh, and all those ruined bras that I make you wash during the day. How do you think they get so sticky? Oh, it's his cum. God, he loves fucking my big tits, too. Oh, baby. Of course I still love you. Every teeny, tiny, little baby bit of you. Yes, I do mean your cock. Oh, I love the way it tries to perk up for me when I talk dirty to you. You know those dirty fantasies I whisper to you about spreading my ass open and taking a big dick or two in each hole? Oh, those aren't fantasies, babe. Those are my reality, and telling you about them, knowing how excited you get, oh, that turns me on. I love seeing you frantically pump that tiny little twig with those two little fingers, listening to me be a slut, thinking it's all make-believe, but oh, imagine how wildly you'll come when you know these stories of mine are real. Yes, you will, babe. You'll come for me. Unless I tell you not to. Then you won't be allowed to come at all. And if you keep pouting like that, well, I just might have to deny you my body. And I know you'd hate that, babe. I'm the only female who'd ever give a loser like you the time of day. And aren't you lucky that you've got such a sexy, hot wife? All the men want to fuck me, sweetie. It really would be a waste if I didn't use this body to get pleasure from all the cocks it can handle. And I can handle a lot of cock, babe. If you don't believe me, I wouldn't mind letting you watch a time or two. In fact, I have a hell of a weekend planned going away on that company business trip. Just me and the guys from engineering. Oh, they are a horny bunch, with big cocks and insatiable appetites. They just love the way I suck and swallow, too. I wasn't planning on taking you with me. In fact, I was gonna give you a pity fuck Friday night, just, you know, so you didn't miss me too much, and then come home Sunday and pretend I missed you tremendously with my cunt dripping wet, oozing their thick loads of cum all over your tiny little dick. But instead, you could come with us. They wouldn't mind you watching, I'm sure. You wouldn't get to participate, of course, but just imagine watching my gorgeous body take the type of cock it deserves, babe. Oh, God. God, my pussy's getting wet again just thinking about it. Well, of course, I'll let you think about it. It's understandable that you should be shocked and maybe a little disappointed, but when you face reality, you'll see how amazing this could be for us. And just to help you, you know, think it over, I'm not gonna let you anywhere near my body. And you're not allowed to touch that tiny little dick of yours either. Oh, as a matter of fact, I do tell you what to do with your body from now on. At least, if you ever want access to my body, you're gonna have to obey my rules. Oh, it's called incentive, sweetie. It works like a charm. Trust me. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun, babe, teaching you how to be a good little cuckold. That is what you're gonna be, you know. You might not have knowingly signed up for it when we got married, but, oh, you're gonna love it. And at the very least, I'm gonna have a hell of a good time. Now, go on. Get dinner ready while I go clean up all of this man's spunk off my body. Unless you've already decided you're ready to clean me up yourself. Oh, it'll take some time, but I know you'll come around soon, babe. Especially if you ever want your tiny little cock to come again. God, I love being married to you.